Crisis and Victory, Compilation, Baha'u'llah Abdu'l-Bahá Shoghi Effendi. Extracts from the Writings of Baha'u'llah. 1. In the beginning of every revelation, adversities have prevailed which, later on, have been turned into great prosperity. 2. Consider the former generations. Witness how every time the daystar of divine bounty hath shed the light of his revelation upon the world, the people of his day have arisen against him and repudiated his truth. They who were regarded as the leaders of men have invariably striven to hinder their followers from turning unto him who is the ocean of God's limitless bounty. Thou hast known how grievously the prophets of God, his messengers and chosen ones, have been afflicted. Meditate a while on the motive and reason which have been responsible for such a persecution. At no time, in no dispensation, have the prophets of God escaped the blasphemy of their enemies, the cruelty of their oppressors, the denunciation of the learned of their age, who appeared in the guise of uprightness and piety. Day and night they pass through such agonies as none can ever measure, except the knowledge of the one true God. Exalted be his glory. 3. Know ye that trials and tribulations have from time immemorial been the lot of the chosen ones of God and his beloved, and such of his servants as are detached from all else but him, they whom neither merchandise nor traffic beguile from the remembrance of the Almighty, they that speak not till he hath spoken and act according to his commandment. Such is God's method carried into effect of old, and such will it remain in the future. 4. By my life, mine heart groaneth, and mine eyes weep sore for the cause of God, and for them that understand not what they say, and imagine what they cannot comprehend. 5. And if a nightingale soar upward from the clay of self, and dwell in the rose bower of the heart, and in Arabian melodies and sweet Iranian songs recount the mysteries of God, a single word of which quickeneth to fresh new life the bodies of the dead, and bestoweth the Holy Spirit upon the mouldering bones of this existence, thou wilt behold 1,000 claws of envy, a myriad beaks of rancor hunting after him, and with all their power intent upon his death. O my friend, many a hound pursueth this gazelle of the desert of oneness. Many a talon claweth at this thrush of the eternal garden. Pitiless ravens do lie in wait for this bird of the heavens of God, and the huntsman of envy stalketh this deer of the meadow of love. 6. It is clear and evident that whenever the manifestations of holiness were revealed, the divines of their day have hindered the people from attaining unto the way of truth. To this testify the records of all the scriptures and heavenly books. Not one prophet of God was made manifest who did not fall a victim to the relentless hate, to the denunciation, denial, and execration of the clerics of his day. We foresee that in every city people will arise to suppress the blessed beauty, that the companions of that Lord of being and ultimate desire of all men will flee from the face of the oppressor and seek refuge from him in the wilderness, whilst others will resign themselves, and with absolute detachment will sacrifice their lives in his path.